Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about My Grandmother's Hands by Rezma Menakem. Sophie, I have to say, this book completely shifted how I think about racism. Did you have that experience too?
Absolutely, Sam. Hi, everyone. My Grandmother's Hands is one of those books that feels like it's speaking to something you've always sensed but never had words for. Menakem's core argument is that racial trauma isn't just in our heads, it's carried in our bodies, in our nervous systems, passed down through generations. And until we address that somatic layer, all the workshops and policy changes in the world won't fully heal us.
Right. And he starts with this really radical premise. We've been approaching racism all wrong. We focus on thoughts and beliefs, but those are just the tip of the iceberg. Underneath is this whole body-based response system that operates automatically below conscious awareness.
Exactly. He calls it racialized trauma. And it's not just Black folks who carry it, white people carry it too, though in a different way. White bodies have been conditioned to associate Blackness with danger, to stay hypervigilant. And that trauma gets passed down through things like a grandmother's hands, the way she held you, fed you, disciplined you. You absorb her stress without ever knowing it.
That image, my grandmother's hands, it's so powerful. And it explains why we can have all the right anti-racist beliefs and still feel our heart race in certain situations. The body doesn't lie, and it doesn't forget.
Yeah, and Menakem is really careful not to equate the trauma Black people carry with what white people carry. Black trauma is the trauma of being targeted, of living under threat. White trauma is the trauma of being the perpetrator, of living with guilt and shame. They're different, but both need healing.
One part that really got me was his analysis of police violence. He says it's not just individual racism, it's the collision of two traumatized nervous systems. A Black body, carrying centuries of ancestral fear, might respond to police with defensive postures. And the police body, trained for threat detection and carrying its own racialized trauma, reads that as aggression.
Right. And neither party is acting from conscious racism alone. They're both reacting from deep, preconscious places. But Menakem doesn't let anyone off the hook. He says we have to take responsibility for our bodies and do the work of healing.
So what does that work look like? He calls it somatic abolitionism. Instead of trying to think our way out of racism, we learn to feel our way through it.
Yeah. He talks about developing settledness, a state of calm, grounded presence in the body. When you're settled, you can respond to situations rather than react from trauma. And he gives specific practices, noticing sensations, breathing into tension, learning to tell the difference between a real threat and a trauma response.
And he reframes white fragility in a really interesting way. He says it's not a character flaw, it's a predictable nervous system response. When white people get defensive in conversations about race, their bodies perceive the conversation as a threat. That doesn't excuse it, but it points to a different way of addressing it.
Instead of shaming people for their reactions, you help them understand what's happening in their bodies and give them tools to settle. That's a much more compassionate and effective approach, I think.
He also talks about police needing somatic training. They're put in impossible situations with no tools to regulate their nervous systems. So their bodies become hypervigilant and they perceive threat everywhere.
Right. The whole system of policing is built on unaddressed trauma. Menakem calls for a transformation that includes somatic training and a fundamental rethinking of what we ask police to do.
You know, the book also addresses the role of spirituality and ritual. He draws on African traditions that emphasize the connection between body, mind, and community. Healing can't happen in isolation. It requires communal practices.
Yes, and he's ultimately hopeful, but not naively optimistic. He says healing is possible, but it's slow and ongoing. It requires a shift from purely intellectual anti-racism work to one that centers the body.
For me, the takeaway is this: we can't control the trauma that was passed down to us through our grandmother's hands. but we can choose what to do with it. We can pass it on to our children, or we can heal it.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well said. Sophie, final thoughts?
I think the book's whole point is that the path to racial justice runs through our own nervous systems. The work of healing is the work of liberation. We'll see you in the next one.